Albion Rovers midfielder Chris Boyle joins me after his side's injury time 3-2 defeat to Forfar Athletic tonight. And I think it goes without saying, Chris, that that was a sickening finish for you.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, but we keep saying it. I mean, that's the fifth or sixth time that we've lost goals in the last minute. And I've not counted how many points, but it must be at least 8 points we've dropped the last minute goals. But I mean, once or twice you can say, right, we've been unlucky, but when it starts happening regularly, then you've got to think there's something wrong, and those 6, 8 points, whatever it may be, could be vital come the end of the season. And not just that, it knocks your confidence. I mean, you look at Stranraer, they got that late goal against us, draw, and then they went on to win the next two games. So things like that, they can knock your confidence and put you in a bad run. But conversely, obviously, if you've managed to get a late goal to get pick up points, then it can put you on a good run. So we need to look at it objectively and say, well, we're 4 points adrift now, but no teams really gave us a doing, bar maybe Alba, and that we can go on and take points from games if we can cut out the silly mistakes, take the chances that we're creating, and just believe in ourselves, really.
Mm-hmm. Is it most frustrating to lose tonight, given that you came back from 2-0 down before half-time?
Yeah, exactly. I was saying there, I mean, how often do you see teams that go 2 down, the team that brings it back to 2 each, that 90-95% of the time they'll go on and win the game, and that's what we believed when we were in the changing room. In fact, we felt we should have had the third goal before we even came in at half-time. And then, obviously, again, maybe the lack of confidence, whatever there is in the squad, they now crept in, and then last minute goal, and it's heartbreak again, I suppose. But we can't look back on it. We've got a big game on Saturday. You win that game, then you're maybe 3 points behind there. Sorry, it's not Saturday, but then Boxing Day. You're 3 points behind there.
Yeah, it's a huge game of Boxing Day, and Ayr United coming here at Clifton Hill, massive game for you.
Massive, yeah. And again, it was against there. We lost the last minute penalty and dropped points again, so we owe them one. We played well that day, and obviously it's hard for teams coming here, but we need to hammer home our advantage when we're on top of a game, and hopefully we can go on and do that again. I think we might have been in a sort of similar position at this time last year. We went a really bad run over Christmas, New Year period, and it looked as if we were kind of cut adrift at the bottom. We managed to go on a really good run and pull it back, so we'll be looking to do that again.
Good stuff. Chris, thanks for your time.
No bother, Colin. Anytime.